Last week we saw a general idea about spiritual warfare. We saw that thinking in spiritual warfare, we need to find a balance. Usually we have many extremes. We cannot underestimate the influence and attack of the devil, because if you're doing that, we will become an easy target. But on the other hand, we cannot overestimate the power of the devil, because if you do that, we will live in fear. We cannot. So we have people, and I know people, that anything's happened, they say, yeah, it's the devil, it's demon. And if the car doesn't work, it's a demon there. It's if the computer, it's not work, it's a demon there. Pray and put hands. They don't put oil on the computer because they know you burn the computer. But it's so the whole thing. So every extreme, it's danger. It's a very dangerous path. So we need to find a balance. We saw last week that the devil and his fellow angels are real. They will do everything to destroy us, to attack us. And we saw that the spiritual warfare, we are fighting against invisible powers. So we need to understand about that. We saw that in spiritual warfare, we fight with spiritual weapons. So it's not by flesh, it's not by our strength, it's spiritual things. We saw too that Jesus won once and for all the battle against Satan. And because of that, we don't need to be in fear. We have the power in Jesus to fight, to stand firm in our faith against the Satan's power, the Satan's power. So we saw that to stand firm in this spiritual warfare, we need to wear the full armor of God. So this is, we need that. So we will start today, take a look on this armor. So let's read, and you can follow in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and to 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual force of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand in your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. What can you learn about the armor of God in this verse? First of all, we need to understand that our encouragement comes from God. When they start, verse 10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord. It's not be strong in Marcus. It's not be strong in Phil's or be strong in yourself. No, it's be strong in the Lord. We need to understand that the armor is only might in God. Doesn't matter what you do. You need to really believe. You need to give yourself totally to God. The part B said, finally be strong in His might, power. It's all about God. It's not about you. It's not about your time you spend to do this or do that. No, it's all about God. Remember last time we saw 2 Corinthians 10:4 and said the weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. So this is what to talk about. It's God. It's everything about God. We need to understand that the strengths come from God. It's the only way we can stand firm on this fight against the devil and against ourselves, because we have the sin inside us that are fighting and try to take us far from God. So it's sometimes, yes, it's the demons, it's the devil's fault. But many of time, or maybe you can say most of time, it's our own fault because the sin is still in our hearts. Okay? So we need to understand that. So the second thing is, what does the air armor of God provide? First of all, with the arm of God, we can escape for the schemes of Satan. Ephesians 6 verse 11 say, put on full arm of God so that you can take your stand against the devil schemes. It's only with the armor of God we can really resist. We need to understand that. The armor of God strengthens us from our spiritual struggles too. As I said before, there is the demons around us. Yes, there is. There is the schemes of the devil. Yes, there is. But we have our own struggle. There is an evil system too against us. Our world that you live. All the time you turn on the TV, it's try to communicate, try to make you live one life that is totally against what God asks you to live. I said last week that for maybe 90%, maybe more, TV shows in America, we have homosexualism inside the TV show. Promote that. In Brazil, soap opera, we call in Portuguese novela. Okay? So maybe in 95% of the soap opera there, a woman or a man sleeps with somebody that is not your wife, and sometimes they show so romantic. Oh, but do you know his husband is not a good husband? But this guy, it's so gentle, bring flowers, and the people start to share. Oh, I think she needs to give up her marriage. Do you know? So it's the evil system try to make you to not live how God supposed to call you to live. Okay? So, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says, for our struggling is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual force of evil in the heaven realms. Okay? Another point here is the arm of God help us to resist the day of evil. Verse 13. Therefore, put on the full arm of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand. It's interesting here that the verse did not say, therefore, put on the full arm of God if the day of evil come. No, it's when. They will come. The question is not if, it's when. Could be today, could be tomorrow, next month. But will be one day that the devil and the demons will try more than ever to minimize or destroy you. And you need the armor of God. Let's take a look Now on the first weapon, on the arm of God, the belt of truth. Ephesians chapter 6, versículo 14, verse 14. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth, buckle, this word is hard for me, buckle around your waist. Okay, what is the belt of truth and what it does? The first thing, and I need you hold this idea. The belt of truth uphold our spirituality. The belt of truth uphold our spirituality. The belt is the piece that holds or fast the clothes on the waist. In Roman armament, a belt was use it to fast the breastplate. So you have the breastplate and the belt was here to make strong and fit. Okay. And the purpose of the belt was to hold all points of the armor was held on this belt. And Jesus made it clear that spirituality that pleases God is that one that is sustained by truth. John chapter 4:24 says, God is spirit, and his worship is most worship in his spirit and truth. So how the question is how the truth can sustain our spirituality. Through the history, we have so many different ideas. We have Plato. Socrates and Aristotle, they taught that truth is knowledge. If you remember, long time ago when we were in high school, Descartes taught that truth was originating logic. John Locke brought the empirical truth. You need to see that works. Kant taught both logical and empirical truth. But the reality is, this kind of explanation, the ideas, concept of truth, cannot hold your spirituality. Sometimes are nice. Sometimes are scientific. Wow, it's very smart. But we cannot stand our spirituality in that concept of truth. Only the truth that comes from God can really sustain us. So don't spend your time read books about these guys here, because it will be good for your grades in your college, your university, or high school, but this will not sustain your spiritual life. What is the truth that Paul is talking about? Truth, it was as consistent with the mind, will, character, and glory of God. This is what is true. The truth that sustains our spirituality is revealed in two ways. And I just want to say one thing, and I will repeat, because I need you to hold this. If you can, and you will, forget everything I say today, I will say today. You need to keep these two ideas. First, the truth that sustains our spirituality is revealed in two ways. First one, by the written words, by the Bible. Only the word of God can hold your spirituality, can make you alive. Only. John 17, Jesus said, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. It's only by the word of God. It's not by the word of Plato. It's not the word of Descartes. It's by the word of God. In the second way, is by the incarnate word, Jesus Christ. You need the Bible, but most of all, you need Jesus. If you don't have Jesus in your life yet, you are still lost. The only two ways to maintain our spirituality is with Bible and Jesus. There is no another way. There is no other option. You can do everything. You can read so good and nice books that you can download on Amazon.com. You can do everything. Books that you read and you feel tickles in your belly because it just makes you feel good. But this will not sustain your spirituality. The only book that sustains your spirituality is the Word of God. And the only one that can sustain your spirituality is Jesus Christ, the incarnate Word. John chapter 14, verse 6 says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It's only through Jesus Christ. Besides of uphold our spirituality, the belt of truth protects us from Satan's lies. So since the beginning of the human history, lies is the main weapon most used for by Satan. It was with lies that the devil attacked Adam and Eve. Jesus also draws our attention about that in John 8:44 and said, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of liars. We are living in a postmodern generation, and this has been the Satan's great strategy. He spread his lies for everybody, nobody noticed. It's underlined. And he seeks to lead people to repudiate the biblical knowledge of the truth. Two words we know well. Relativism. What you say? Truth is multiple and depends on the subject point of view. There is no absolute truth. What is true for you could not be truth for me. Can you see the danger? Subjectivism. Each person has its own truth. In Brazil, many years ago, I become old, so sometimes I forget dates, but maybe 8 years ago, you guys can remember the details. One missionary was work with a tribe in Amazon with the Yanomami. And this woman who lived with this tribe there, because in that tribe there is a custom. I don't remember exactly now if it was because it was twins or because they was sick. I don't remember. But the tribe, when this, I think it's twin. When it was twin, you have to kill one of them. Okay? So they get the baby, the Indian, to the ground, and they have to bury the kid, the baby, alive there. Because they believe there is something for evil spirits, because they are the same. I think it was the case. So what are you thinking? What is you doing in her? What she did? She was there, and she picked up the baby. They leave the baby there. They pick up the baby, and she ran away. And she escaped with the baby to save the baby. And a group of subjective anthropologists make a huge noise on the government for the Foundation for Protection for Indians in Brazil. And this woman, she went to trial because she kidnapped the baby. And the anthropologist was so mad with her because you cannot mix with their culture. They have the way to live. If they want to kill or not, it's how they believe. And praise the Lord. This girl was free, and the baby was not killed, but was very difficult. Why I'm saying that? It's because there is the idea, the truth could be truth for you, but it's not for me. There is not a true absolute truth, and we need fight for that. It is because of these lies of the devil that Paul draws our attention to the use of the belt of truth. Because beside hold the sword, one of the functions of the Roman belt is defense. We need to defend with this the belt. The idea is that we must fight for biblical truth so that we do not be deceived. Always seek to stay in the truth revealed in the Bible. Dear brothers, sisters, friends, I say that all the time when you see people on the news, books, on the street, try to make you not believe. To make you, you know, yeah, you can go to the church, but you don't need to do this. You can compromise. This is the Bible. It's an old book. No, now we are different. We are different. We are more. We evaluate. Open your eyes and seek the Bible. Seek the Bible. We seek to stay in the truth revealed in the Bible. 2 Thessalonians 2:13 said, But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctified work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. We are sanctified day by day by the Holy Spirit, but we are sanctified by the truth. And the truth is the Word of God. We cannot negotiate that. We need to have joy in obeying. 1 Peter 1:22 says, now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. We need to ask God to give us joy to obey Him. Obey the truth. Obey the truth. Love the truth. We need love the truth. It's not say, oh, do you know the Bible, what is teaching the Bible is very good. It's good. No, we need love. You need to have passion for what is written in the Bible. And we need to stand firm. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 said, in all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perish. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Beside uphold our spirituality, beside to protect us from Satan's lies, the belt of truth help us to protect our emotions. The Roman soldiers, they use this belt on the waist or abdomen area, okay? And for the Jews, this was the area of emotions. So Paul exhorts us to wear the belt of truth so we can protect us from our emotions. Why? Because constantly people are leading by emotions. And many times they lead themselves to believe in lies, motivated by their emotions. I need to feel. If I feel okay, it's fine. No, it's a liar. William Shakespeare said, thou bist the light of stars. The sun has heat. Thou bist even the truth. by trust in my love. This is the word I listen so much on TV. It's how everything is about love. Oh no, but they love each other. So because they love, because they feel, everything is right. It's all about emotion. It's not about the truth. And the truth is, the emotion is not always right. Proverbs 3:7 said, "But be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil." Yeah, we cannot be wise. I know how to deal with that. It's fine. I have wisdom. I know. Be not wise in your own eyes. Feelings may be misleading. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things." Your heart is deceitful. Your heart will try to, I forgot now the word in English, try to change your heart for do things that is not good for the kingdom. And you still feel good. Wrong feelings can give away to the enemy. Ephesians 4:26-27. "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold." Yeah, our emotions can give to the devil a foothold, a place. You need a small space. He'll come in for your life. So don't trust in your emotion. We need trust in the truth. And the truth is the word of God in Jesus Christ. God looks inside us. Jeremiah 17:10. "I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve." God is looking for our hearts. So, how can we protect our emotions? How can you don't allow sin and the enemy to enter our lives? Tolstoy said, "We do not achieve freedom seeking freedom, but truth. Freedom is not an end, but a consequence." A consequence. We protect our emotion when we stay in the truth. This is how we protect our emotions. All the time you feel something, you had, okay, what the truth talk about that? What the word of God talk about this? Because even if you feel good, even if your friends where you go say it's fine, but you look the truth and the truth says it's not fine, it's not fine, and that's it. So. John 8:31-32 say, "To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, 'If you hold to my teaching, you are my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" Only by the truth. So, finish now. What has sustain your spirituality? Just think about it. What has sustained my spirituality? Knowledge? Experience? Maybe a practice that is working good? Or it is the written word? Or it is Jesus, the incarnate word? Have the lies of Satan entered in our lives through the culture without us realizing? How much we had compromised in our faith to live well with people around us? Has the truth protect you and your family? Have your emotions be guided by feelings or by the truth? To stand firm, we need first the belt of truth. Remember, Paul is doing now say, we are in a spiritual warfare. And if you want to stand firm what you believe, you need the full armor of God. And the first armor we saw today is the truth. The belt of the truth. And the belt of the truth is the Word of God. And the belt of the truth is Jesus incarnate. If we don't have Jesus, you cannot stand. You cannot stand. We need the Word of God. We need Jesus. So open your heart and evaluate yourself. And if you have Jesus, we say, do you know, but I confess, I don't know about the truth. I heard many times ago, I read, but I stopped to read the Bible. You need to read the Bible. You need to stand firm in your faith. You need the Bible, because it's on the Bible that you can strengthen your faith. Protect you. Protect your emotions. Protect against the devil's schemes. Now it's good to do this. After 3 weeks, I lost 11 kilos. So it's good. If it was 3 weeks ago, I was like this. No, but so open your heart. You can forget everything, but remember, the belt of truth is the Word of God and Jesus. Without this, we cannot stand. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you very much. Because we can reach this. You give us, we gave to us the arm of God. And you are offering to us this. Free, free. We pray for each one here that we can really understand that the truth, the Word of God is the belt of the truth. And you, Jesus, is part of that. And you need both. Help us as each individual here to stand up now on faith and sing to you, Lord, and proclaim with all strength in our hearts that we have this. We have the Word of God and you have Jesus in your lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.